Well, I'm excited about this because it's time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolf is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And Bruce, we have a caller on the line from Los Alamos, New Mexico. Gina Dorn is joining us. Hi, Gina.
Hi, Fred.
Gina, I was just talking with my producer. He said you've had a musical life, but I need to ask you, what was your defining musical moment in your life?
Well, I had a very interesting occurrence when I was just a young teenager, and I was performing with the Indianapolis Youth Symphony, and I was playing double bass. We were having our dress rehearsal at Butler University, and Jackson Wiley, our conductor, says, I invited a friend of mine to come and hear our dress rehearsal, and we're all wondering who that could be, and it turns out it was Leonard Bernstein, and so I got to meet him in 1976, and it was great to meet him.
Did he give you any feedback?
He said, there's a lot of fine musicians here in Indianapolis. That's what he said.
Well, how nice is that to have met Leonard Bernstein and have that as part of your life? Well, Gina, in addition to that, now you're meeting Bruce Adolf and you have a piano puzzler in your life also.
Yes, and I'm really excited to hear what he has.
Yes, and the way this works, of course, as you know, Bruce takes a familiar tune, he rewrites it in the style of a great classical composer. We'll see if you, Gina, can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. So, are you all set?
I am ready.
Okay.
As ready as I'm going to be.
Here's Bruce Adolf with your piano puzzler. That's like a musical story there. That's
wow, that was just amazing, Bruce. I don't know how you do this. And now I know I should have asked for an easy one.
Well, actually, you know, I gave you one of the hardest ones I've ever written.
Oh, thanks, Bruce.
So, yeah, Gina, what do you think?
My goodness, it's much easier to listen to these live on the radio when you're not in the hot seat.
Right.
You can think about them. As far as the composer, seems a little bit like Brahms, but maybe even more modern.
Well, I like that. It does have some Brahmsian qualities, especially rhythmically and some harmonically, but it is more modern than Brahms. And he was one of the most unusual composers and not one of the first names you think of. That's the tricky part.
So if Brahms was late 1800s, we're talking early 1900s.
Okay, Hungarian, maybe Bartok?
You're hovering some...
Boy, so maybe can I hear it again?
Yes,
maybe?
And I would say for most people, Bartok is a more familiar name than this one. But this is a major artist, too.
Okay.
I'll play it again.
Thanks for the hint. I really love that piece.
So evocative.
Yeah, so the tune I'm thinking, well, it sounds a little bit like Oh, Susanna.
Well, it does have somebody's name in it, but it's not Susanna.
Gina, I'm not going to jump in unless you ask. I might be able to help a little bit.
Okay, let's start with the tune then, if you can help a little bit.
The tune, it's associated with a particular nation, a very green country.
Ireland. Let's see.
I think you're thinking of it. It's there somewhere. I'll play another little phrase.
Okay. Danny Boy.
Yes, Danny Boy.
As a matter of fact.
Okay, Danny Boy.
The tune Danny Boy, and it's so, I mean, it throws you off because the harmonies are all wrong.
Yeah, there's not a single chord that's right.
So the composers, I'm thinking, well, I started thinking about Scriabin, and I'm not sure why.
That's interesting. Well, you know,
I love that guess.
Yeah, that's a great guess.
Quirky and
I'll say one of the passages in here that sounds the most obviously like that composer is these trills. And then this.
Oh my goodness. Now I'm going to need help. It's okay. Not Janáček.
Yes, it is. Now, I have
is
to say,
it Janáček?
I have to point out something to you. I don't know you very well, but both times that you were right, you said not. You said not,
it's not Danny,
Danny
Boy,
Boy
it's
and
not
it's
Janáček.
Not Janáček.
Well, Gina, this was one of the toughest puzzlers, and you got it. You found your way to the tune. You found your way to the composer. Danny Boy in the style of Czech composer Leos Janáček. Wonderfully done. Gina, thank you so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
You're welcome, and it was certainly my honor to be on this program.
Our honor and our pleasure to have you. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.